Well, let's check high school softball around the area from last night. First, in Hawkeye 10 Conference girls softball last night, it was Lewis Central edging Atlantic by a final of 3-2. Also last night, Harlan over St. Albert 12-0. Creston beat Red Oak 14-6. Shenandoah down in Clarinda 3-2. And Denison edging Kemper Catholic 5-4. From the Western Iowa Conference tournament, in first round play, it was Griswold beating Riverside 7-6. Tri-Center topping Audubon. They moved into quarterfinal round play, did the winners, and it was Missouri Valley defeating Underwood 4-1. Logan Magnolia beating Griswold 14-2. IKM Manning over AHSTW 4-1, and Trainer beat Tri-Center 11-1 last night. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva fell to South Central Calhoun 9-3. Corner Conference, West Harrison beats Essex 10-8, and West Harrison over Sydney 9-3. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford over East Union 12-2. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 9-0. And Mount Air in 8 innings, a 2-1 winner over Lennox in girls softball last night. Boys baseball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Lewis Central over Atlantic 12-2. Shenandoah edging Clarinda 1-0. St. Albert beat Harlan 5-2. Kemper Catholic over Denison 12-1. Creston beat Red Oak 11-9. And Thomas Jefferson over Glenwood 11-4 last night. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam, a 12-0 winner over Orient Maxburg. Arweva beat South Central Calhoun 11-1. And Coon Rapids Bayard over Panorama 12-3. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Mount Air beat Lennox 5-4 in boys baseball play last night. For the first time, Florida is the national champion in baseball. The Gators put the game away with a four-run eighth inning last night as they beat SEC rival LSU 6-1, and they sweep the College World Series final in Omaha. That's Florida's first title in their 11th trip to the College World Series.
You know, you never know how you're going to feel when you get the last out in College World Series, and I'm still kind of numb, but just overwhelmed with emotions for our players. You know, they're the ones that put in all the hard work, and I'm just really happy for these guys here because they deserve it, and they're the ones that go out there and play. So we'll let it sink in and enjoy this for a little bit.
That's Florida coach Kevin O'Sullivan. Pitching and defense carried the Gators the entire season, and Tuesday night was no different. Florida took advantage of two LSU miscues to take an early 2-0 lead.
I mean, obviously, you know, our starting pitching was outstanding, but when you go five games without making an error and you don't beat yourself, it just makes it more difficult on the other team. You're not giving them more outs. They're working with 27 outs. And, we take pride in our defense. We take pride in how we play fundamentally. And, we handle the ball.
Freshman Tyler Dyson limited LSU to only 3 hits in 6 innings of work last night. It was only his second start of the season.
I just tried to get ahead early and let them get themselves out and trust the defense behind me. And that's how I felt like I was successful early. I was able to locate the slider, backdoor it to the lefties, and just try to get early ground balls and early flyouts with the wind blowing in this big park. They're a fly ball hitting team. So just trying to let them get themselves out and try to get ahead of the count.
LSU came up short in a bid for their 7th national crown. That was the first time the Tigers lost in a championship round. They were 6-0 in the finals coming into last night's action. Florida wins the national title. In Major League Baseball last night, Chris Herman hit a game-ending RBI single in the 10th inning, and the Arizona Diamondbacks rallied to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5. The surging D-backs scored 2 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th, as they forced extra innings. They've won 4 in a row, 13 out of 15, as Ray Fuentes opened the Arizona 10th inning with a single and advanced on a sacrifice by pinch hitter Zach Godley. Herman singled off of Matt Bowman. Diamondbacks closer Fernando Rodney pitched a 1-2-3 10th inning to pick up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington down Chicago 6-1. It was Miami over New York 6-3. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 8-6. Atlanta over San Diego 3-0. San Francisco in 14 innings 4-3 over Colorado. J.D. Martinez and Miguel Cabrera homered, and Justin Verlander pitched 7 strong innings as the Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals 5-3 last night. Verlander was down 3-0 before getting an out, but he didn't allow another run as the Tigers won their second straight after an 8-game losing streak. Elsewhere in the AL, Baltimore beat Toronto 3-1, Boston 9-2 over Minnesota, Texas beat Cleveland 2-1, Chicago over New York 4-3, Oakland beat Houston 6-4. In interleague play, Tampa Bay over Pittsburgh in 10 innings 4-2. L.A. Dodgers beat the L.A. Angels 4-0. Philadelphia over Seattle 8-2. In Pacific Coast League play, Iowa beat New Orleans 7-6. Colorado Springs took 2 from Omaha 14-6 and 10-2 last night. Manager Joe Maddon and some of the Chicago Cubs will visit the White House today, although it's not an official visit with President Donald Trump. Maddon said Tuesday he was going out of respect for the Ricketts family, which owns the Cubs and donated to Trump's campaign. Maddon said it was voluntary for players and not an official trip. The Cubs are in Washington to play the Nationals. The White House visit is so unofficial that Maddon said it's only a possibility that he and the Cubs will actually see Trump. The team visited President Barack Obama at the White House as World Series champions in January before the end of his term. Amid questions about whether the NBA champion Golden State Warriors will visit Trump, Maddon said he's not making a political statement by going. Indians manager Terry Francona missed Tuesday night's game against Texas after his second trip to the hospital this month. The Indians said doctors for now have ruled out major health issues with Francona, and he'll be monitored the next several weeks. The 58-year-old Francona left Monday night's game because he wasn't feeling well. He spent several hours at Cleveland Clinic and underwent a series of tests. He was released from the hospital Tuesday and spent the rest of the day at home. Francona was expected to return to the dugout today when the Indians host the Rangers. Former New York Mets pitcher Anthony Young, who set a major league record with 27 straight losses, has died. He was 51. The Mets said Young died Tuesday in Houston after a long illness. He had told former teammates this spring that he had a brain tumor. Young's streak of losses began in 1992 with the Mets and stretched into the next season. In all, that drought spanned 74 appearances. The right-hander often pitched well during that streak and posted 15 saves in 1992, but he went 2-14 that season and then 1-16 in the next year. Young joined the Chicago Cubs in 1994 and finished with Houston in 1996. He finished with a 15-48 record and a 3.89 ERA in his career. And new Indiana men's basketball coach Archie Miller will make $24 million under his 7-year contract and potentially even more in bonuses. He'll receive a base salary of $550,000 per year and $1 million in deferred income each season. Miller also will receive an additional $1.85 million in outside marketing and promotional income. Miller also could earn a $250,000 bonus for winning a national championship and $125,000 for winning a Big Ten regular season title or reaching the Final Four. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.